Hey. Sorry, I know it's late. I've been walking around for like an hour trying to decide if I should even come here. Can I come in? Thanks. So, I mean, where do I even start? I guess you've noticed I've been kind of like AWOL lately, like canceling plans, not answering texts or calls or whatever for days. You probably thought I was mad at you or something, but it's not that, I promise. It's like not even close to that. I just. I've just been carrying something around. You know what I mean? And it feels like if I don't say it out loud, I'm gonna explode. But once I do, I can't take it back. And oh, I'm just so scared of what you're gonna think or say or. I mean, look at us, right? We've been best friends forever. You know me better than anyone else does on Earth, dude. You've seen me at my absolute worst and never judged me. No, I mean, that's what's making this so hard. Okay. Because this isn't some little like secret, you know? I mean, this could change everything. No, not could. I mean, this does change everything, dude. So, do you remember that night at Mia's party? We were both like really drunk and laughing about dumb stuff and singing karaoke like idiots. And then we. Yeah, that happened. I've replayed that night in my head like 1,000 times. Sometimes I wish it never happened, just so things could stay simple. But another part of me. I don't even know what I'm saying, dude. Never mind. I mean. Okay, please, just. Sorry. You have to let me finish because if you interrupt me. Okay. I'm sorry. You know I can't, like. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Anyway, ever since the event at Mia's party happened, I feel like I've been walking around with this huge glowing sign over my head. Like everyone can see what I'm hiding, but I mean, no one does, obviously. Whatever. It's just me. And. Look, I didn't mean for this to happen, okay? It wasn't some trap. I'm not like trapping you. I didn't plan this. I'd never do that to you, okay? You're my best friend. The last thing on earth that I wanted was to like ruin that, right? But I can't sleep. I can't like eat. I can't even look you in the eye without feeling like I'm lying to you, and I hate it. I hate lying to you. God, why is this so hard? It's just words. Just say the words. Say it. Go. One, two, three. Oh my God, dude. No, shut up, please. Okay. Please let me talk. You have to let me talk because I'm gonna lose my nerve and just leave and. Okay. Ugh. Okay, look. Something happened because of the event at Mia's party, right? Okay, yeah. And it's not going away. Look at me. Seriously, can you be serious for a second? This is real. And it's scary, dude. I went to the doctor. Twice. Two different doctors. I bought 5 tests, dude. And every single one said the same thing. Oh my god, are you gonna make me say it? Seriously? I'm pregnant. Oh my god, you're just staring at me. Okay, look, I know how it sounds. And I know you probably hate me right now. You're probably thinking, why didn't she just keep it to herself? Why drag me into it? But I couldn't, okay? I couldn't lie to you anymore. Even if it means losing you. I told myself I could handle it alone. That you didn't need to know. But every time I pictured the future, you were there. Whether you wanted to be or not. And it felt like wrong. Like gross. Imagining like keeping this from you. Like running away. Leaving town. Doing this without you. Dude. And listen to me. Seriously. If you don't want this. If you don't want me, then fine, say it. I'll deal with it. I'll do this by myself if I have to. You know that I'm strong enough. But don't look at me with pity, please. Don't. Wait, what? What'd you say? You want this? You've had feelings for me all this time? No, you can't just say that like it's nothing. Oh my god, shut up. You're crying. Shut up. Do you know what that would have meant to me years ago? Do you know how many nights I lay awake wishing you felt the same? Are you kidding me? I thought I ruined everything. I literally thought you'd hate me. And now you're telling me you actually want me? That you're not scared? That you want us? Shut up. I thought I ruined everything. I thought, God, I've wanted this too. I mean, not just because of the baby, because it's always been you. Always. So, what happens now? We stop pretending? We admit it? That we're more than friends? That we've been in love with each other this whole entire time? I want that. I want you. I don't want to be scared anymore. Look at me. I'm crying like an idiot. But for the first time in weeks, I feel okay. Like maybe this isn't the end of the world, you know what I mean? Maybe it's like the beginning of something we should have had this whole time. Promise me you won't run. Promise me we're gonna face this together, because I can handle hard things. I can handle being scared. The only thing I can't handle is losing you. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, then we're really doing this. Best friends, lovers, parents. Oh my God. All of it. And honestly, it feels kind of perfect.
Okay, I have to say it first. I love you. I've always loved you. And now I don't have to keep it a secret anymore.